As we sit, let's pray. An Eastern Orthodox prayer. Set our hearts on fire with love for thee, O Christ, that in that flame we may love thee and our neighbour as ourselves. Amen. Mrs. Thatcher famously said, "There's no such thing as society," and told us that the lesson of the Good Samaritan was that there was a hotel on his journey with facilities to look after the beaten up man. And that the point of Jesus' parable was that the Samaritan had the money to pay for these, without which his good intentions would have been useless. More recently, Mr. Cameron talked about the big society, yet poverty, regional disparities and social deprivation continue to trouble us. The recently televised example of Oldham Food Bank has shown how recent governments have struggled to grasp the issue, including the failure of the Universal Credit Scheme. But the churches, including those in the Dorking area, have responded. Today, the notion of society has been replaced with community. It's a bit like those words, love or change or spiritual. Everyone wants it, but nobody knows what it means. What happened in the 1980s was the creation of a consumer culture, driven by creating an insatiable demand for things to match an unending supply for products. Having been taught to save for what we really wanted, we now have credit cards and hard-to-buy schemes to allow us to purchase things to recreate ourselves in our own image. We used to call this hard purchase or the never-never, but now we find ourselves living in Neverland. Just like Peter Pan's lost boys that never quite grow up to be adults, but instead are surrounded and obsessed with an increasingly number of expensive toys. As traditional boundaries and structures have been superseded by networks and increased mobility, the wider family has been replaced with the nuclear family, local community replaced by the golf club, and the wider neighbourhood by Facebook and Google. If you're still willing, of course, to have your personal data befriended by geeks in the Sunshine State. This can feed our sense of isolation and loneliness. People trying to find their security in different ways, by accumulating possessions, fulfilling work, a self-made image, or of meeting someone famous. The Hollywood actress Kathleen Reese Perkins, who we know as Carol in the programme Episodes, alongside Matt LeBlanc, Stephen Mangan and Tamsin Gregg, admitted not only to liking the parallels the spoof makes of the early morning hikes to her own life with her therapy, but also admitted, "I wish I lived in London, or Tamsin lived in LA, something where we would just be in each other's lives. Then I wouldn't need a therapist. I'd just go hiking with Tamsin." Where we can just be in each other's lives. This describes something more neighbourly and intentional than the rural idyll espoused by John Major, watching village cricket while sipping warm beer. So what is community? It's about knowing each other, rubbing shoulders with each other, even if that means occasionally rubbing each other up the wrong way. It's about the church being part of a community, but also providing a community that people long for and in which we support one another in a world that's increasingly envisaging a society without one, one that promotes the rights of the individual and their significant other. So part of the challenge of being church is to present a radically different model, an alternative to what's currently trending. After all, trying to live more simply can be very complicated. You'll recall the family televised just before Easter, who tried to live without plastic for 10 days. They found it harder to find alternatives, much harder. All pills, for example, are in plastic packaging. Doing so was far more expensive, time-consuming, and in the end, exhausting. Yet what they did was sufficiently challenging to the Environmental Secretary, Michael Gove, for him to say he would speak to the PM and see what could be done. As Tom and Christine Sine say in their book, Mustard Seed versus McWorld, we're going to need to be communities of believers among whom we are known, loved, and held accountable. Building a strong, mutually supportive Christian community committed to mission is going to be one of the most important tasks for the church in the 21st century. So having looked at the word community and what it might mean or not mean, let's look at examples of community in the Bible, examples of Christian community through church history, and then finally communities today, and see how we might begin to work out a response in our own time and place. So firstly, what of Christian communities in the Bible? Well, in the Old Testament, in 2 Kings 6, we see a company of prophets led by Elisha and his followers, Elisha being the one who followed Elijah. And they were prepared as a community to listen to God, to obey and respond in any way appropriate. In the Gospels, of course, we see Jesus establishing an apostolic model, spending 3 years sharing himself with 12 disciples and a group of women who had become united in their commitment to follow Jesus as Messiah and see in the kingdom of God. And later in the New Testament, we read just how all the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. The early church in Jerusalem provides an example of a community working together, meeting daily and sharing everything they have according to need. Indeed, writing early in the second century, Aristides, who was not a believer, paints a wonderful picture of a church in community. They walk in all humility and kindness, and falsehood is not found among them, and they love one another. They don't despise the widow, and they don't upset the orphan. He who has gives liberally to he who has not. If they see a stranger, they bring him under their roof and rejoice over him as if he were their own brother. For they call themselves brethren, not after the flesh, but after the spirit and in God. And when one of their poor passes away from this world and any of them see him, then they provide for their burial according to their ability. And if they hear that any one of their number is imprisoned or oppressed for the name of their Messiah, they provide for his needs. And if it's possible for him to be delivered, they deliver him. And if there is among them a person who is poor and needy, and they have not an abundance of necessaries, they fast 2 or 3 days that they may supply the needy with their necessary food. So food banks started nearly 2,000 years ago. The Christians clearly had an impact on Aristides. Was it their words that were matched by their deeds? So we've seen very briefly Christian communities in the Bible. What about Christian communities through church history after Aristides? Well, the Desert Fathers began a movement of establishing monasteries in the desert, in Egypt and in Syria, as a reaction to the apathy had begun to enter the church. They sought to remove themselves from the depravity and temptations of the world and move closer to God by living in remote desert areas. This influenced the Celtic Christians, who bore witness to the possibility of living a radical communal life in the light of a Catholic church that had become very hierarchical, wealthy, and worldly. And the Celtic Christians sought to develop churches where it expressed the perfect community they believed was found in relationship to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As the writer Esther Duval says, the prominence given to the Trinity conveys to us something of how these men and women felt about themselves and their world. God, who is Trinity in unity, challenges self-centered isolation and points instead to fellowship. And one of the ways that the Celts sought to do this was by encouraging each member to have a soul friend or a more mature person who would guide them on their spiritual journey. through a relationship of openness and accountability. Today we call these people spiritual directors. Monastic communities grew out of similar ideas, classically Benedictine or Franciscan, with Catholic or Anglican leanings. Indeed, the Society of St. Francis today has a community of monks, a community of nuns, and a third order committed to the ideals and vows of St. Francis in secular life, with a novitiate, a worldwide fellowship, and a manual of practice developed beyond a simple rule of life. So if we've looked at communities in the church and communities throughout history, what about Christian communities today? The Iona community was founded by George MacLeod in 1938, and that sought the rebuilding of common life, gathered around the ancient buildings of Iona Abbey in the Inner Hebrides. But this was originally inspired in and through the poorest areas of Glasgow, through the Depression, where MacLeod sought to bring together work and worship, prayer and politics, and the sacred and secular, that the island of Iona might be, in MacLeod's words, a thin place between heaven and earth. To many, with its ancient rocks and associations with Christians that predate Catholicism, it's holy ground. The former Christian and Labour Party leader, John Smith, is buried there. Similarly, on Lindisfarne, where monks from Iona found a new centre for their mission, the community of Aidan and Hilda is described by its founder, Ray Simpson, as a body of Christians who wish to live wholeheartedly as disciples of Jesus Christ, and to express this in a distinctive way that draws inspiration from the lives of St. Aidan and other Celtic saints. They follow three vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. Each member has a soul friend, and this friend helps the community member follow a way of life in several dimensions, including study, prayer, work, rest, and mission. And finally, other Christian communities, not so Celtic or monastic in tradition, have been formed recently and continue to thrive, including the international community of Lee Abbey in North Devon, and also Scargill House in North Yorkshire. There are plenty of opportunities for us to experience community life and learn from this rich tradition of Christian spirituality. Do try it sometime. So how does all this apply, this Christian tradition of community, apply to our lives here in Westcott? Well, like the Celtic Christians travelling across dangerous seas in mission from Ireland to Scotland and England, Northern England, more often in nothing more than a flimsy boat or a curricle, we're encouraged by their example to follow our own authentic Christ-centred journey. As Jean Vanier, the founder of the L'Arche community, said, a community has journey at its heart. So we are travellers together as we accompany each other on our spiritual journey. And so, in that regard, I'll just simply mention three things. Firstly, that community starts where we are, with the people in our church and in our neighbourhood, where we can choose to be open, accountable, and generous. Holy Trinity, as a Christian community in Westcott, Meals for New Mums, the Cookie Club, visitors to our two residential care homes, the men's group annual community night to keep the church grounds clear and tidy, the list goes on and on. There are plenty of opportunities to give time and help at Holy Trinity and St. John's. Secondly, we're called to be salt and light in our society. So we as church model community with and through each other, while not forgetting that we're citizens of the wider world. Campaigns to stop the further pollution and development at Leith Hill, making representations to the local council, or representing tenants on residents' associations, are all part of what it means to serve and extend the kingdom of God. And finally, the challenge of community is to get to know people who are different from ourselves and to create an openness, a hospitality that welcomes friend and stranger, so our journeys cross. This doesn't have to be an elaborate dinner party in your home. You can invite people to Alpha and offer to accompany them. Or you can take them to women's group or to Encounter. In this way, church extends beyond the boundaries of this building across Westcott and becomes, in the words of James Hodges, a place where we can face our struggles of life together, a place where we can get alongside those who are ill and dying and do nothing more than simply be, a place where we can reach beyond those in need, beyond to those in need, with the love of Christ, a place where we can just be in each other's lives. Amen.